drifted on borrowed air towards the clouds, never scared. But wise enough to humbly see how to live on this borrowed air. And I will fly through any fear. Cause you have always been on borrowed air towards the clouds, never scares, but wise enough to humbly see how to live on this borrowed air. And I will fly through any fear. Cause you have always been
keep on coming.
Man, I'm tired of being right.
Let me out of this thing.
Well, here we are again. It's time for...
quote and unquote.
What's he talking about?
This is not to make fun of anyone. This is to make fun of everyone.
This is a reminder to all of humanity. We're all human.
Scene one, Apple, take one.
I bet he's no Wheaties.
Quote and unquote.
It's time again for...
quote and unquote.
That's right. This time around, we're putting the spotlight on direct quotes from scientists who claim that evolution is true, even though they continually admit they have no evidence. Now, Darwin's theory was that fish at some point wanted to get up on dry land, and they began to develop little arms and little legs, and over thousands and thousands of years they managed to do this. The problem is that they haven't been able to find any fossils of any of those animals in the transitionary period. In other words, there exists no fossilized proof. I think the best place to start with a quote then would be from Darwin himself, from his book, The Origin of the Species.
Quote,
why then is not every geological formation and every stratum full of such intermediate links? Geology assuredly does not reveal any such finely graduated organic chain, and this perhaps is the most obvious, serious objection which can be raised against the theory. The explanation lies, I believe, in the extreme imperfection of the geological record.
Unquote.
Well, let's fast forward 120 years and listen to a current Harvard paleontologist by the name of Stephen Jay Gould. This fellow is one of evolution's leading spokespersons today, and he acknowledged the following.
Quote,
The extreme rarity of transitional forms in the fossil record persists as the trade secret of paleontology. The evolutionary trees that adorn our textbooks have data only at the tips and the nodes of their branches. The rest is inference, however reasonable, not the evidence of fossils.
Unquote.
Isn't this amazing? The theory of evolution is still put forth as fact in our schools, yet the very people who are trying to prove it admit that they lack the proof necessary to support the theory.
Good evening, and welcome to American Public Radio's Classical Music Series. Tonight, we feature the album Sundays Are Too Good to Waste on Church, performed by the Forsaking the Assembly Orchestra. We start off the evening with one of the orchestra's most requested pieces, a solo by Willie Makett, conducted by Betty Wundt.
Don't go to church! Don't go to church! Stay right at home, talk on the phone, pick chicken bones, eat ice cream cones, drink root beer foam, watch Home Alone! Stay where you are! Don't go too far. Resist the urge for church. Sit down and stay right on your perch.
The Forsaking the Assembly Orchestra is now recruiting additional members. To audition, simply become apathetic about Christian fellowship and kingdom accomplishments. Coming up next, My Lunch.